gaskets and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird.
Well, football's the word tonight. The trashmen there helping us out. 3:36 left in the third quarter. Bad Axe with a 2nd and 7 from their 28. Two in the backfield, receiver Wadi Shway. Braden, quick pass out to number 87, complete. And a shoestring tackle by number 65 brings him down, Lewis Nye. But number 87 for Bad Axe. Austin Wishlager, the tight end, brings it in on the quick draw and gets about, oh, I'd say 14 yards on the catch and carry.
Good play call there. Good design there by Coach Minetti there on the timeout for a nice game. Bad Axe.
And I apologize, that was Jacob Perry. I was looking at the wrong roster. Forecast City, junior linebacker. 1st and 10. The third one of the night for the Hatchets. Receiver each way. And Braden going for the pass, but he's going to get dragged down to the 30-yard line. Number 85 for Cass City, Watson Moore, comes quick. And a loss of big time. About a loss of 15 in the play, back out to the 33-yard line. And it's going to bring a 2nd and bunches here for Bad Axe. Just when they do something good, they get brought right back.
Yeah, it's the negative plays that really make it difficult on an offense, especially now we're talking 2nd, around 20. Watson Moore come through the line to the roll outside. The quarterback rolled to the near side of the field. Watson Moore came from the near side of the line untouched. That cannot happen.
That's the 8th tackle for a loss for this Cass City defense tonight.
Ouch.
2nd and 21 from the 32-yard line for Bad Axe. They hand it off. 23, Jared Emery has room to run. He's back to the line of scrimmage. He's in midfield. He has one man to beat. He's to the 30-yard line of Cass City, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he is in for the score. Hold on a second. Touchdown, Bad Axe. The first touchdown of the year for Bad Axe. It's a long 67-yard carry from number 23, Jared Emmert. And the Bad Axe Hatchets are on the board for the first time this year. The score is now Cass City 30, Bad Axe 6.
What a run by Emmerich. He had to squeeze through the line a little bit, not a very big hole. And when he got about 10 yards up the field, he switched the ball in from his left arm to his right, stiff-armed a defender, just put his hand right in his face mask, pushed him to the ground, and nothing but pay dirt for Emmerich. Tough run by a tough kid. Great play there for Emmerich.
Jared Emmerich now has over 100 yards on the night. A 67-yard scamper, more like a 67-yard dash into the end zone. Bad Axe on the board. Going for two, T formation. Braden pitches it out to the left side to number 3, Seth Geiger, and he's in for the two-point conversion. So just like that, Bad Axe scores at Bad Axe 8, Cass City 30. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
At Bayportsgate Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayportsgate Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayportsgate Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayportsgate Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
It's Cass City 30, Bad Axe 8, after a touchdown, a 67-yard dash from number 23, Jared Emmerich puts Bad Axe on the board. Jared Emmerich now has 121 yards on the night of 11 carries. Of that, about 100 yards are from the second half.
He's come out with a little bit of fire the second half, knocking guys over and bulldozing his way for yards, and in that play, nobody ended up stopping him at all.
2:11 left in the third quarter. It's a 22-point game. Labor about to kick it off from his own 40-yard line on the left side of Radio, kicking it off to the right side. The Bad Axe offense and defense and special teams are on fire right now, but unfortunately Labor's kick goes out of bounds at the 12-yard line. So instead of starting at the 12, they bring it out to the 35-yard line. Then they say you can't do that, apparently. And so Cassidy's getting the ball at their own 35, first and 10.
Special teams penalties, Clarkson. They need to be avoided. They're giving Cassidy good field position.
So we're still in the third quarter here. It's a 22-point game after Bad Axe scores 30-8 right now. Cassidy ball. Minute 44 left in the third quarter. Hartle under center, three men in the backfield. And the handoff, number 26, Berzanowski, and Bad Axe comes out of nowhere. Number 55, Jimmy Rogers, the senior tackle and defensive end, brings down Berzanowski in the backfield. A loss of seven pushes him back to the 28-yard line.
Jimmy Rogers split two blockers there and got in the backfield, making a nice shoestring tackle right before Berzanowski could break away there. Good play by him.
Second and 17, coming up for Cassidy from their own 28-yard line on the right side of your radio. Moving to the left, 70 seconds left in the third quarter. Bad Axe fans are on their feet. Hartle under center. Wide receiver each way, looking back to pass. He has number 88, Dickinson, his favorite receiver. And it's nearly picked off by number 3, Seth Geiger. Beautiful pass from Braden. Ball's incomplete. And now, third and 17.
Geiger there made a nice play on the ball. Very undersized compared to Dickinson. Went up and made a play. Dickinson actually looked like the defender on that play. Just knocking the ball away from Geiger.
53 seconds left in the third quarter. 30-8. 22-point difference. Bad Axe defense feeling the surge momentum. Wide receiver each way. Two in the backfield. Hartle under center. Standing on his own 27-yard line. It's a handoff up the middle. Nothing going there. Maybe a gain of 4 out to the 32. Brendan Ricker, the ball carrier, gain of 4. Now it's a 4th. And 13. Does Cassidy punt again?
I think they should here, Clark. They're going to run the time down in this third quarter here to see. But I think they should here. Not really in the best field position to be messing around. You really don't want to give Bad Axe a good field position on the wrong side of the 50.
Zach Dietering checks in, as well as number 1, Bobby Bayette, both seniors, as they bring out the punt team, number 22, Brendan Ricker, the kicker. Fourth and 14 from the 31-yard line. There's the punt. A nice punt, a little bit of a duck, out to the 34-yard line, where Dylan White gets it. He's out to the 40-yard line, out to the 45, and big tackle by number 26, Berzanowski, at the 47-yard line, forced out of bounds. So Bad Axe with a short field work with 53 yards for a score and 3 seconds left in the third quarter.
Nice return there by Bad Axe. You can see why you've seen a lot of these punts go down the sideline here. These punters kick them very low, so if they kick it down the middle of the field, the returnmen actually get a chance to get a head start before the defenders can actually get there.
And one thing to remember, if you kick it low, I feel bad for the long snapper.
Yeah.
Just in case it goes low already. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Bad Axe with another stop on defense, trailing by 22. Get on the board for the first time in the year. It's 30 Cassidy, Bad Axe 8. One play is going to happen in the third quarter. They hand it off to Jared Emmerich. He gets forward for about 4 yards, maybe 3, out to the 49-yard line. That's how the third quarter is going to end. So, 3 quarters are in the books. It's Cassidy 30, Bad Axe 8. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Fourth quarter action coming up.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already. But what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.